Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before you. We bow before you. As Paul said, I bow my knees unto thee, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for your Son. We lift him up. We thank you for the opportunity to come together as Christians on the Lord's Day and worship thee and to hear your word. And we thank you as we come together during the week for refreshment from your word, that you would guide us and lead us. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, we're looking at the chapter here in the pastoral epistles of good doctrine, of doctrine, comparing bad and good doctrine, and then seeing finally the application thereof. And as we are making the transition today, Lord willing, from bad doctrine to good doctrine, we begin at verse 6 and finish up the thoughts of what is that negative doctrine. Remember that good doctrine, or as the scripture says four times in this little area of the Word of God, sound doctrine, that means healthy doctrine, such as the word hygiene means healthy. It's good for your soul, we would say. And we'll see that applied well as we look at verse 8 sometime in the next day or two. But we see now, when we read this comment from a brother, A.C. Gabeline, he mentioned this. A believer has no business to investigate spiritism and such, different things, or to be occupied in his mind with things not made known in the Word of God. We must avoid these things, refuse to have anything to do with them, else we step into the territory of the enemy, speaking of Satan, and lay ourselves open to his attacks. Now, I thought we'd read that from the outset because, as in the last couple of days, when we looked at verses 1 to 5, we didn't spend any time, really, in the little statement there in verse 1 when it speaks of the latter times and how some will depart from the faith, speaking of false teachers, giving heed to what? Seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. King James puts it, doctrines of devils. So we see here that there are two powers in this world, that of God and that of Satan. Satan is the god of this world during this time. Yet we know that Christ is the one that's victorious. And we that know him are on the victory side. But we know that those that are lost can be even possessed by Satan. But we that are saved, that have the Spirit of God, we will not be possessed by that devil, but we can be oppressed by him. We can be externally tempted by him. Now, we see that we as Christians still are not perfect here. We have the devil as an opposition. We have the flesh, as we, even though we are indwelt by the Spirit of God, we have the new man. Also, that old man wants to rear his ugly head, and we also have the world. So we have three enemies, the flesh, the devil, and the world, we that know Christ. But if you were tuning in last week, I thought as our brother Mark finished the book of Ephesians, he did a very good job in chapter 6 speaking of the armor of God, that we are to put on the whole armor of God. You remember how our brother mentioned that wouldn't it be a shame for a soldier to go out to battle and he has his helmet and he has his shield, and yet he forgot his gun, or he had his gun but he forgot his bullets. Well, he would be really in a poor position to function as a soldier. Well, now we are not looking for to be a soldier in that sense, but we are fighting yet a spiritual battle. We are fighting a spiritual battle. For the passage there, Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against the prince of flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Oh, my friend, we see that this is a serious subject. And as there are false teachers that will come about, we need to be prepared and not ourselves fall into anything to do with that spirit world, such as of Satan. So when it says that ones would give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, let us be careful. Whether you are out there as a lost person and you are around such things, or or you as a believer are dabbling around things you have no business around. We say this is a very serious thing. And today there's many things around that people don't realize that it's dabbling into the cult. You know, if you go back to the Old Testament, it makes it rather clear. And, you know, many people would say, well, what are you talking about, Mike? But the Word of God says it. We go back in the Old Testament and it speaks in Deuteronomy of abomination. And we can bring it back to the New Testament as well and see how witchcraft is called one of the works of the flesh in Galatians 5, mentioned with the things there that are very serious right before this section where it speaks of the fruit of the Spirit. It speaks first of the works of the flesh, and witchcraft is one of them. The word in the Greek is where the word pharmacy comes from, pharmaceuto. That's where the word pharmacy comes from, and we realize that it ties in with drugs. So a lot of times we see where spell casting, witchcraft, dividing of times, all these kind of things tying together. We see where drugs sometimes you hear one talk about potions and such as that. And this isn't a far out thing. It's going on in Randolph County today. I'm sure there are ones. You can go down the highway and see people wanting to read your palms and things that tell you the future. We see these things are dabbling into Satan and his territory. And even this, let me read first back there, and as we've mentioned, it's in Galatians, but let's go back to Deuteronomy. Find yourself there, if you have the scripture before you, in chapter 18. I'll just read here what God told the children of Israel, that this is an abomination to him. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that uses divination, or an observer of time, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. Now we see, that's pretty strong language to the children of Israel. Yet today, we see people today that dabble in these things. We see the Ouija board is like a game people play. We see how people put their trust upon reading the horoscope in the daily paper. My friend, I've heard even Christians say, well, the horoscope says this. My friend, the scripture calls that dabbling with the occult. Sorcery is another word for witchcraft in the New Testament. My friend, God is one power, the victorious side, and we see Satan, who would deceive those, the other power. The God of this world is Satan. And as we think of this being serious, that when in the latter times some will depart from the faith and give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, let us be careful not to dabble. Especially if you out there know the Lord, it really brings a reproach upon the name of Christ to say that you know the Lord, yet then dabble in the things of Satan. To fail to make predictions, to be able to read the horoscope and say, well, I'm going to put my faith in this, yet on Sunday morning we're going to come together and pray. What a contradiction in terms. So we see here, back in 2 Corinthians, we could turn over there to chapter 11 and look at verse 15. Well, verse 13, for such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. My friend, there are false teachers among us. Satan deceives with subtlety. If we back up in chapter 11 of 2 Corinthians, it speaks there of how, verse 3, I fear lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. My friend, Satan will deceive as an angel of light. He will look very good and wholesome at times, but he does that by deception. So we might think, well, this isn't such a bad thing. I can try to mesh this in with my Christianity. My friend, you remember yesterday when we were speaking of bad doctrine, of how that ones that have gotten mixed up in the New Age movement and that has seeped into the liberal areas of Christianity, if you could use that term. New Age movement in subtle ways are in some of our local churches. So we see there how an angel of light, which is Satan disguised, has come in unaware and has tried to bring in these things that goes back to the Garden of Eden, the lie that says you will be God. Now we see here that we should heed to sound doctrine, to the Word of God, and to the simplicity that's in Christ, and not to seducing spirits. Now, as we've gotten on this, we could go on. There's quite a bit. I did a study here to refresh my memory. But back in Exodus, you remember Pharaoh, he called on what he called wise men. But they were sorcerers and magicians of Egypt. Egypt pictures the world. Enchantments was mentioned there as well. We see how the serpents, sorcerers that turned their rods into serpents, yet then there was Moses and Aaron. We see how their rods swallowed up the rods of the sorcerers. So we see the power of God is greater than the power of Satan. We see in Daniel so many times mentioned about those that are along that line of sorcerers and magicians. Then we see how Saul was warned by Samuel of mentioning rebellion, comparing obedience to rebellion as that of witchcraft. We see in Revelation, moving on to the New Testament, we see how that Babylon is mentioned, tied in with Babylon. Remember, Daniel was in the Babylonian captivity, but we see how Babylon is mentioned and tied in with that attitude of sorcery. And we see in Revelation how it speaks of the destiny of those that are tied in and consumed with that is the lake of fire. We see also, it speaks of stargazers and astrologers and monthly prostigators. Now this really hits home is in Isaiah 47, speaking of the spirit of Babylon. Now we also in Acts in the New Testament, that one called Bar-Jesus, he was blinded. Remember that one Simon who made what appears to be a false profession there when Philip was preaching the gospel. These were sorcerers. So we see in the early church in Acts that it was brought up in. But now we've run out of time, but I just wanted to spend time today as we wanted to jump into good doctrine, but we had to really emphasize this, that before we can hold to good doctrine, we must be careful not to yield to those that would give heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. My friend, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ today? He is the only way, the truth, and the life, and he's calling to you, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. May the Lord receive the glory today. For Mark Bibby and Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody, the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.